Alaska hospitals have been crucial to the state's economy, driving employment even as other industries have gone up and down. But they're among the businesses that have seen steep drops in revenue during the COVID-19 pandemic. And while federal aid has been crucial, it hasn't made up for their losses. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
One hospital that has had a particularly challenging time is Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. In addition to dealing with the loss of revenue from elective surgeries, which hit all hospitals hard, Fairbanks Memorial has had the added cost of providing public health services, like campaigns to inform the public about COVID-19. In places like Anchorage, the local government pays for that. In Fairbanks, the hospital's responsible. Shelley Ebenall is the CEO of the hospital's parent organization, Foundation Health Partners.
We've been taking on more than just health care, but public health also for our community, which isn't inexpensive.
The hospital took a series of steps to keep costs down. But through the end of May, it had racked up an estimated $24 million in losses. CARES Act relief was only able to offset the $6 million it lost in March. Ebenall says the lack of federal aid seems to be the result of the hospital missing out on funding for rural providers, despite serving a largely rural area.
We seem to be in that place where we're too big to be small and too small to be big. We just seem to get left out.
The hospital has had to repeatedly redeploy its staff, in some cases leading to highly skilled nurses doing work that doesn't require their skills, like screening patients. Ebenall credits the hospital staff with essentially knocking down the growth of the virus in the community, to the point where Fairbanks hasn't had a confirmed case with an onset date since early May. Ebenall adds the hospital has both healthcare and economic responsibilities in the community.
The last thing we want to do is have major layoffs, just because we are the largest private employer in Fairbanks, and so we know we have a huge impact on the economy here.
Hospital leaders say more federal aid will be essential, as will increasing the capacity for testing for the virus. Jared Kosin is the hospital industry's top advocate in the state as president and CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. He says hospitals statewide sat half full beginning in March.
And you just saw essentially surgeries end overnight. You saw outpatient services like rehab and other things like that end overnight, and then inpatient services have plummeted as well. Presumably, these people are trying to stay away.
The association estimates the statewide impact of lost revenue and extra costs from COVID-19 at $280 million, just from March through June. Kosin has been advocating for the state to establish a process for what it will do if a hospital runs out of money.
My biggest concern is, what if one of our facilities becomes insolvent and drops out?
Kosin also says that while he understands the financial pressure the state government is under, it's important that it not cut Medicaid reimbursement rates to healthcare providers. Kosin says the pandemic has forced hospitals to find new ways to cut costs while still delivering care. He fears the long-term consequences on Alaska's economy and Alaskan lives.
Think about this as an experiment. How this is going to turn out is, I think, going to be pretty fascinating. But I think there's going to be a lot of carnage kind of left behind, which is the sad part.
Like a lot of hospitals, Alaska Regional Hospital in Anchorage relies on the money it receives from elective surgeries. But as CEO Julie Taylor says, the hospital still had to carry operating costs, even when it wasn't receiving any income from surgeries.
You know, it really wreaks havoc with your bottom line.
Through mid-May, the number of patients in the hospital was down 60% from before the pandemic. And while the hospital restarted elective surgeries, the number it's performing is down. Some patients have been hesitant to go to the same buildings where COVID-19 patients have been. Taylor wants to reassure patients that the hospital is safe.
We live infection prevention all the time. And that just means under these conditions, we're doubling down on our efforts.
She says delaying important procedures will harm patients' health, and she hopes it doesn't take knowing someone who was hurt by waiting for a procedure to convince more people to schedule operations. Taylor's concerned that lasting economic damage will mean fewer patients with private health insurance, and it's private insurance that offsets the lower rates that Medicare and Medicaid pay. Alaska Regional benefited from federal CARES Act relief, too, but it wasn't enough to cover the hospital's losses. Taylor hopes policymakers use this crisis to understand what's necessary to keep Alaska's hospitals financially strong.
I really think this is a good exercise for everybody to look at to see what is the impact of having a strong healthcare system on which you can rely on, which we do, and how do we sustain that long into the future? Lives do depend on it.
When the state opened elective surgeries back up for hospitals, patients could only receive them if they tested negative for COVID-19 within 48 hours. It recently extended that window to 72 hours, which could help rural hospitals start booking more revenue-generating surgeries. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.